This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can I throw something out?
Whoa. You want to do that already?
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look, my opinions on these things sometimes can sway like the wind. I freely admit it. Sure. Because I don't like to be cement-footed and stuck flat-footed. Because I have a saying in sports and in life, flat feet get you beat. Meaning if you're not ready to go in a defensive position to be agile, how can you react to life? Mm. How can you react to that ball bouncing, that player cutting, whatever it is? It doesn't matter, basketball, baseball, football, et cetera, soccer, RP, volleyball. Or just life. Do you believe in Brock Purdy?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you believe in what, real quick?
That he's a good quarterback.
Sure.
Okay. I do too. All right. Do you think Kyle Shanahan believes in Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
They're going to pay him.
Okay. So I look around the league and I say to myself, look, I don't think he's as good as Josh Allen, but metaphorically, look at what Buffalo has done around Josh Allen over the last couple of years. They've kind of hollowed out some of the expensive older players. They've gotten younger, very inexpensive on the outside when it comes to their weapons, and they're trying to retool that defense as right now. Now, they probably overpaid for Von Miller significantly, and they regret that.
Yeah.
But because they have Josh Allen and McDermott, who some people think stinks, I think he's a good coach. I think he's a good coach. Solid. They can win a lot of games.
He's just in a very difficult conference with a lot of elite head coaches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the number one template is the Chiefs because they've got Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and they can retool all the parts around Mahomes because he's so special and Andy's so good. But I do think the Niners, not that they are Andy and Mahomes. They're not. We know that they're not. Kyle wins a lot of games. Yeah. Kyle's really good. He's won a lot of games with this team.
Yeah.
And when he's been paired up with Brock Purdy, whether it's Juwan Jennings, whether it's throwing to Ayuk, whether it's throwing to Ricky Pearsall or Debo or Kittle or McCaffrey or Jordan Mason or whomever, they move the ball. Kyle's good at that. I look at the Chargers. Justin Herbert is not on the level of Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, is he?
No. No, I watch the games every single year, and Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert play each other, and Herbert looks good at times, but I'm sorry, I can't get that lasting image of Herbert in the playoffs against that D'Amico Ryan's sure. Texans defense.
This is stinking from the head.
Thank you, Priest. He was awful.
But here, I agree, but he's a good player.
He is.
Okay, so what did the Chargers do when Harbaugh came in? They're like, you know what? We've got a lot of expensive older players at wide receiver. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. Yes. We're going to get rid of those guys. Austin Eckler, we're going to let him leave as well. And we're just going to trust in our expensive quarterback and our good head coach.
And Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they went to the playoffs.
And they have
this
big, beefy offensive line. They got Joe Wall. Exactly. They got Slater. They got a lot of boys up there.
Okay. Denver did the same thing, but they got rid of Russell Wilson. Get rid of this expensive guy. They made the playoffs. Where I'm going at with this is that if you believe in Brock, which I do, I do. I think they can win a lot of games with Brock. And I believe in Kyle Shanahan. Like, next year, winning the Super Bowl should not be the operation. The operation should be, how can we build the next Super Bowl roster? And I honestly believe, I mean this with all my chest, I believe it starts with making ridiculously difficult decisions and maybe doing something as bold as entertaining an offer for Nick Bosa and getting multiple first-round picks and multiple second-round picks, trading away a Trent Williams. You know, you could still win 9, 10, 11 games next year, get into the playoffs, even maybe win the division, and reset this roster, and get a good, young, fast, hungry nucleus. If you believe in the quarterback and you believe in the play caller, like, don't you kind of have to think about this a little different? Now, I know the Eagles, or everyone's going to point, oh, the Eagles paid their guy, and they paid him because this is what the Eagles did this offseason. They gave Bond, this guy Zach Bond, who none of us have heard of,
all pro last year,
was awesome. Yeah. He got $34 million guaranteed at signing. They just gave Saquon Barkley $36 million guaranteed at signing. That is less than the $76 million the Niners gave Brandon Ayuk guaranteed at signing.
And they released Darius Slayton.
They've been fiscally more responsible than the Niners, and they've drafted a little better, and they've hit on a lot of different things. The Niners' money got a little out of whack. I'm not saying they're claimed bankruptcy, because bankruptcy would be, hey, we trade the quarterback and the coach, and we start from scratch. What I'm saying is that they need to trust Brock and Kyle, and even if taking a step back in the offseason doesn't mean you're losing 12 games next year. You're not a four-win team. If the quarterback stays healthy and the play caller's there, you could still win 9, 10, 11 games and win this division. They need to reset their finances and get younger.
This time last year, what was the mindset if you were a Philadelphia Eagles fan? Wow, we just got our asses kicked. Our secondary sucks. Our defense sucks. Hassan Reddick wants out, or he wants to get paid. We're losing Jason Kelsey. We're losing Fletcher Cox. Like, I'm just saying, the Eagles last year at this time remind me a lot about the 49ers right now, and they made some moves.
Mm-hmm.
The draft is a big part of it because they got two plug-and-play guys that were two at the best at their position as rookies, Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, and Cooper DeJean had the pick six in the Super Bowl. They were amazing. It's going to be difficult, but it's not impossible if you check all the right boxes this offseason to get back into that playoff/contender. I hear what you're saying, though. I hear what you're saying. I just think if I have a team that has George Kittle, that has Fred Warner, that has Nick Bosa, that has Brock Purdy, that has Trent Williams, and that head coach, and you bring back Robert Saleh, who you went to a Super Bowl with as a defensive coordinator, I just don't think I could take a step back this year with that team. I don't see that happening with the San Francisco 49ers, who have been contenders for damn near every year when it's not due to injury. Again, a lot of injuries happened last year. There was a lot of unfortunate circumstances that took place, and that's the life of the football, and you lost the Super Bowl, and usually you take a step back. And like Mike Florio, who joined us earlier in the week, said, he felt like last year was the year to take a step back, and that this year maybe they can get back into that contention, because he believes in the DNA of the San Francisco 49ers. And I believe in the DNA too, when it comes to John Lynch, when it comes to Kyle Shanahan, but it starts now. It starts Monday when legal tampering happens. You have got to hit all the right notes when it comes to free agency, when it comes to a trade, when it comes to signings, when it comes to signing bonuses, when it comes to all of that. It's the money, and it's also the player evaluation. Again, it sounds simple when you say it like that, but that's what it comes down to in these coming months for the San Francisco 49ers, because these next few months is going to dictate the next couple of years in San Francisco to me. Well, this is the most important offseason for the San Francisco 49ers and for Kyle Shanahan to keep his job, quite frankly.
So I think that's a little strong.
No, it is, but you know what? They were bad last year, and if they're bad again this year, like you're saying, as a fan,
but they're not going to be bad. They're not going to be.
But it sounds like you're kind of saying they might be.
No. The Broncos just went to the playoffs, and it was supposed to be a reset year. The Chargers just went to the playoffs, and it was kind of a reset year.
Okay, so I need to clarify that, because when you say reset to me, that means I'm not going to be a legitimate contender.
No, do you believe in the quarterback?
Yes.
Okay, do you believe in the coach?
Yes.
Okay, I do too. Do you still think with George Kittle and Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings, and who knows with CMC, that they can move the ball? They moved the ball this year.
I didn't mention Christian McCaffrey.
Allen.
Yeah, I didn't mention Christian McCaffrey in that mess, because I don't know what I'm getting from Christian McCaffrey when I mentioned all those big boys. And that's another big wild card in all of this. If Christian McCaffrey comes back and looks like the Christian McCaffrey of old, then yes, I think we're absolutely talking about Super Bowl contention again.
I just think if we're going to be entertaining this Brandon Ayuk deal, which I understand, and there's some bad blood or whatever, I'm just saying, like, I think Niner fans should be a little more open-minded, and I understand why you would want to keep Nick. Believe me, I understand why you would want to keep him, but I'm saying to myself,
you have to keep. He's only 27 years old, and he's top five in his position.
It's
the most important position, Joe Shasky, outside of the quarterback.
Sure.
Max Crosby is now the highest paid player in the NFL, not a quarterback.
How many firsts could you get for him? How much financial relief could you get for him?
You're getting at least two firsts.
Okay.
From Nick Bosa.
Okay. You're telling me this roster
this
right
year
now,
and next year,
for how bloated and old it is right now, and how bad their finances are, couldn't use cost controlled multiple firsts plus their own first over the next couple years, and then add in whatever you can get for a Trent Williams. No one is saying you're a 5-win team. If Brock stays healthy, Kyle's there, you're winning 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 games.
How did we go?
Even if it's awful.
How did we go a couple weeks ago from trading for Myles Garrett to now trading Nick Bosa?
Because
I just don't understand.
Their finances are out of whack. When you give a guy like Brandon Ayuk $76 million at guarantee, and the Eagles can get two all-pro players for less than that this offseason after winning the Super Bowl, it tells me you've been a little fiscally irresponsible. You've spent some money that you now kind of regret. Javon Hargrave, they haven't even released him. They're going to have $100 million in dead cap this year. It's pretty obvious. That's a third of your cap. You need cost-controlled draft picks, and you need to hit on these things. No one is saying, like, I look at the Cardinals, right? The Cardinals are stuck forever in purgatory, so I'm really not worried about them. Seattle doesn't have a quarterback. Now, they beat you last year and kind of ended your year, but they're not some juggernaut. Look at what the Rams did. They had the quarterback. They had the coach, and Aaron Donald retired. He's their best. They're one of their best, outside of Deacon Jones, one of the best franchise players on defense ever.
Might be the greatest defensive player of all time.
But they hit those draft picks, and now, like, look where they're at. They're looking here, and we got Kyron Williams under contract for cheap. We got Puka Nacua in, like, the 5th, 6th round, dirt cheap. Like, you trust the quarterback, and do you trust the head coach? This is a head coach, quarterback, GM league. I trust those three. I don't think we should be that scared of this prospect.
All right, let's pick this conversation up on the other side. We're up again.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.